Dictation for William, William McCracken, McCracken, March 22nd, 45, addresses a letter to Roberta Han, HAHNMP, A33974-2264. Dear Roberta, consultation for Mr. McCracken. He goes by Bill, comes accompanied with wife Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, for abnormal kidney function, question progression. He follows with cardiology at Cleveland Clinic. A copy will be sent to them too. Kidney function has slowly progressed over time. He has a history of a massive heart attack, February 14, 1994. With cardiac arrest, TPR, three vessel coronary artery bypass, has systolic congestive heart failure according to Cleveland Clinic records. GFR down to 34%. He has a 3-lead cardio resynchronization therapy defibrillator, history of atrial fibrillation, has dyspnea on minimal activities, is my understanding there are plans for right-sided cardiac catheterization March of this year. He's trying to do salt restriction, has not been doing any fluid restriction, between water and PAPs, around 76 ounces a day. Appetite is intact without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, reflux, abdominal pain, soft stools for many years without any bleeding. Takes diuretics with some frequency urgency. Minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. A stable edema, no claudication symptoms. Uses a CPAP machine for a sleep apnea, no gross orthopnea, PND. Has a chronic shoulder discomfort. Takes Norco and no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies any bleeding nose, gums, headaches. There is some bruises from anticoagulation. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for morbid obesity, coronary artery disease, bypass, CHF, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, defibrillator, pacemaker, as indicated above. Is not aware of any history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. According to Cleveland Clinic records, question TIA, but he doesn't recall any strokes or permanent neurological deficit. He doesn't recall being tested carotid arteries or lower extremity circulation. Denies chronic liver disease, hepatitis. Denies kidney stones, gout. Denies pneumonia. Blood transfusion at the time of heart attack, 94. Patient still has his prostate. He's been told about findings of silent stroke on imaging. Next paragraph, surgeries including right shoulder replacement, left total knee replacement, gallbladder appendix, three vessel bypass, pacemaker defibrillator, a ganglion on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Next paragraph, he did smoke 2 packs per day, age 20 to age 40. Denies alcohol abuse drugs, denies allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Eliquis, Entresto, Norco, Metoprolol, Crestor, Zoloft, Aldacton, Demadex. And for congestive heart failure, started on Jardiance, Jardiance. He has no diabetes, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 260, height 69 inches, Blood pressure 108/60 on the right, 103/54 left. Alert oriented time 3, mild decreased hearing. Minor tachypnea, but oxygenation normal at room air at 94% with a pulse of 62. Normal pupils. Normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are distant clear. Device on the left upper chest appears regular, no pericardial wrap. I do not hear a murmur. Obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, no gross ascites tenderness. Pulses, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, palpable decrease. Normal capillary refill, no cyanosis, minimal edema, no gross focal motor deficit, decreased hearing, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistry is available. December creatinine has increased to 1.49. For the last 1 year was between 1.2 and 1.3 for a GFR around 54 to 59. Present GFR will be 48. The last proBNP December at 599. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, GFR 48 stage 3, hemoglobin at 16.2, normal white blood cell platelets. Normal magnesium. Ferritin 225, A1C at 5.7. Elevated triglyceride, low HDL, cholesterol less than 200, LDL at 85. Prior urine analysis, excuse me, prior urine, no albumin in the urine. Review report, Cleveland Clinic, September 2022. They mentioned the ejection fraction at 34%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, progressive over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Has congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. Has morbid obesity, hypoventilation syndrome on CPAP machine overnight. Monitor chemistries to assess progression. There has been no need for changes in diet for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus. We need to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. There is no anemia. If anything, hemoglobin is running high. He is in no nephrotoxic medications. He is avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Urine sample will be obtained to assess if there is any presence of blood or inflammatory cells. A kidney ultrasound post-void bladder to be done to rule out obstruction. There might be a strong component of cardiorenal syndrome. We will monitor over time. We will send a copy of this dictation to Dr. Alvarez from Cleveland Clinic. End of this dictation.